97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for joining us today. My guests are Katie O'Leary, who is the owner of Rishi Salon and Spa, and her beautiful mother, Janice Escott, who you may have heard on Yes to the Chef, which comes on WCHL. Thank you both for coming to see me today.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you. Katie, tell us, what is Rishi, R-I-S-H-I, Salon and Spa?
Rishi Salon and Spa is a full-service salon and spa located in Southern Village, right here in Chapel Hill. We offer a large variety of services. We have wellness services that include massage, Reiki, facials. We have clinical-grade facials. And we also offer a wide array of hair services as well.
Why'd you start this business?
Why did I start this business? Well, I was in real estate for a really long time, and I decided I wanted a career change, and I wanted something a little bit more positive. I wanted to feel as if I was having an impact on other people in a positive way, and I had been doing real estate for so long that I started to get bogged down, and I just felt like I needed a new energy in my life. So I went to Aveda Institute here in Chapel Hill, and then I worked for a couple local salons, one in Durham and one in Apex, and trained under some very amazing stylists there. And then I managed the salon and spa in Apex. And then I decided that I really wanted to get super focused on what I wanted to bring to the table. And so what I was hearing from my clients, I sort of did this poll, is that they wanted a salon and spa that they could go to that made them feel comfortable. So oftentimes when you walk into a spa, you feel almost intimidated, like maybe you don't fit in there or maybe it's very hoity-toity. Uh-huh. But my business is much different. My business, when you walk in, it's very warm and friendly. The energy is just electrically positive. You don't feel as if you have any reason not to be there. And that is the kind of environment that I wanted to set for these women who want spa services, but they don't want to feel like they can't come to the spa in their sweats and their jeans.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So
it's kind of a really cool thing because you can still come all decked out in your heels if you want to. I mean, we love that too. But we want you to feel comfortable with who you are no matter what. Our tagline is the transcendence of beauty.
Ooh.
And what that means for us is that beauty exists in all forms. It doesn't matter what race, gender, color, size. It doesn't matter any of that. What matters is that you are comfortable with who you are. And if we can make you feel beautiful in any of those different categories that people try to put you in, then we have done our job. So
that's why I
opened this business, because I wanted everybody to feel like they were worthy of feeling beautiful.
You mentioned women. Is it women only?
Oh, no. It's not women only.
All right.
We do lots of men's cuts, and we do whole families, actually. We have whole families that come in there and have all of their services. We have women that come in there once or twice a week getting their nails done, getting facials. They'll come back and get a massage. They'll bring their kids in for a haircut. Because we're in Southern Village, it really enables us to get to know some of the families in that community intimately, which is really awesome. It's a pretty neat environment.
I'll bet there's listeners who were saying, how do I find this place? Please give us your contact information.
We are located at 400 Market Street in Southern Village. We're right across from the Village Green next door to Town Hall Grill.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Yep. Our phone number is 919-928-0028.
Would you repeat that?
919-928-0028. And we also have an awesome website, which is Rishi, R-I-S-H-I, salon and spa.com.
Why Rishi? What does that mean?
Oh, Rishi is my husband's name, actually.
His first name?
His first name.
Rishi.
Yes. So we had this big, I had a brainstorming session to name my place with some friends of mine and I. And one of my dear friends, Tristan, said, you really should name it Rishi. Because it's such a beautiful name.
It is.
I said, oh, he'll kill me. I can't do that. And then I told him, and he was like, no, you can't do that. But then after a while, especially when I came up with the tagline, the transcendence of beauty, Rishi was perfect because Rishi in Hindi means like all-knowing spiritual sage.
I
That's what his name means.
It all comes together.
It all came together.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, Janice, how do you support your daughter in this fascinating business of hers?
Oh, it's so much fun there. And I love going there. And I might just a little idea here is that oftentimes when you walk in, you see men getting pedicures. And so and it's a funny thing because you might not expect that.
Right.
But it's true. They really love coming there and having massage, and I support her by doing Reiki there,
okay,
which is a hands-on stress reduction, relaxation. And it's not massage, but it's a hands-on healing modality. It just means universal energy.
So do people come to see you as many come back to Rishi to have their foot massage and all the other style things you offer?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we offer packages. We offer wellness mm-hmm. packages. And we actually have wellness packages that you can create yourself. So if you wanted to come in for a day of relaxation, you could call and talk to our salon coordinator. And you could say to her, hey, I really need a day of relaxation. I want, you know, Reiki, massage, and a facial. And she'll put it into a package for you. And then you get a discount off of the entire package.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
From the time a person calls you, how much lead time or online before they can actually come see you? Is it a day? Is it a week? What's your lead time?
It really depends on the providers we have available, and it depends on what your needs are. So oftentimes you can call and get in right away, but there are other times. Fridays and Saturdays are a little difficult. So if you wanted to come in on a Friday or a Saturday, I strongly suggest you call well in advance to make your appointments, because we're pretty much fully booked on those 2 days.
Makes sense.
During the week, it's a lot easier to get in quickly.
Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to hear more about Rishi. And I also want to hear what you do in the community that is so special.
Okay.
We'll take a break and be right back. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL. My guests today are Katie O'Leary, who is the owner of the fabulous Rishi Salon and Spa, and her mom, who loves her, Janice Escott, who is Yes to the Chef host on WCHL. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you for staying with us. My guests today are Katie O'Leary, who is the owner of Rishi, R-I-S-H-I, Salon and Spa, and her mom, Janice Escott, who is a co-host on Yes to the Chef right here on WCHL and does Reiki at the salon. When we broke for our last segment, I said, let's hear what you do for the community, because you've told me and I want the whole world to hear the beautiful thing you do for the community. Go ahead, Katie.
So my community cause is the Home Start Shelter for Homeless Women and Children, which is run by the IFC or the Interfaith Council right here in Carrboro. It's very important to me because it's an organization that provides shelter and food for women and their children in their greatest time of need. There are lots of reasons why people end up there. Sometimes it's because of abusive relationships. Sometimes it's because a spouse dies and they don't have life insurance and they don't have the means to continue to support their families. And so it's one of the only facilities in this area for women and their children when they become homeless. So this cause just really resonated with me. I think every business, no matter what they do, should provide some type of community service. It's very important to me. I don't think you should be in business if you don't consider supporting your community and giving back.
Hear, hear. I support that.
So I started with a Christmas tree at Christmas time for the children. And all of my clients rallied around this cause like crazy. And they told all of their friends. And we had Christmas presents piled 5 feet high. You could barely walk through our lobby. It was incredible for these children. And many, many of the, although we didn't ask them to, many of our clients bought presents for the moms, too.
Oh, let me ask a question. You mentioned Christmas presents. Do you have folks who don't celebrate Christmas? Other religions, for example?
That wasn't really something that came up. It just, you know, we just made it into a giving tree. We didn't even really call it a Christmas tree.
Okay.
We called it a giving tree. And people came in and we had ornaments on the tree specifying the age of the child and maybe what some of their wishes were. And then the client would take the ornament and go fulfill that and come back in, and then we would attach the ornament to the
gift,
the present,
yes.
and then a couple days before Christmas, I just took them all over to the shelter.
That's beautiful.
So it's not really Christmas-centric per se. It's
right.
More like a holiday tree.
Baby. And just giving. That's
yeah,
beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then every spring, we do a fashion show that benefits Home Start as well, and we sell tickets, and we have local businesses donate all of the clothing. We also had local businesses donate other items, too, for the show. Props, food items, all kinds of interesting things. Items for auction. And then the sheriff of Orange County.
Yes.
He came and was our MC.
Oh, my goodness. How did you arrange
it was
that?
Such a blast.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it's a long story. But
that's okay.
He is just an awesome individual with an amazing organization. And a lot of his officers came out as well and supported us. So we had Sheriff Blackwood, all of his officers modeling on the stage, cutting it up. It was so much fun.
Oh, my
It was
gosh.
So much fun. We had a very large turnout for our first event. It was quite amazing.
That's good to hear.
And
yeah.
It was held on the green right there in the middle of Southern Village.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. There's a little amphitheater there, you know, mm-hmm. the North Carolina Symphony.
Excellent location.
Plays music there. And
yes.
we had our event right in the amphitheater, right on the Village Green.
So, Katie, I assume you put all this on your website so that folks can keep up with when you're having these events?
Oh, absolutely. We also post it on Facebook as well. And we posted on many, many event calendars around the Triangle.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
Let's get back to the business, the Rishi, which sounds so fascinating. Who are your ideal clients? You mentioned women. You mentioned men. Is it all age groups? Anybody? Are there limitations?
It's all age groups, all families, no limitations. We have teenage girls. We have college girls. We've got lots of retirees that come in weekly and have services done. It really runs the whole gamut. And mm-hmm. I love that. I love that diversity.
Yes.
And that's definitely what we're all about.
How do you certify or how do you build your staff? How do you find them? How do you make sure they're certified to do what they do?
Well, we are the Kuhn Education Hub for the Triangle. Kuhn is our color brand. Kuhn is an awesome company that was, it's from Holland, and they've been in business for 100 years. They've Ooh. Only been in the United States about 10 years. And so we are the education hub for that brand in this area. And so we get lots and lots of education. And I also train my staff, and I have people come in and do classes and training for them as well. Education actually is extremely important to me, and I think they get sick of it.
Well, still, they're at the top of their game,
Yeah.
Katie, give us your contact information again, please.
So our phone number is 919-928-0028. And our website is Rishi, R-I-S-H-I, salon and spa.com.
Got it. Say your phone number one more time in case they didn't catch that.
919-928-0028.
Thank you, Katie. What's it like working with your mom?
Oh, it's easy.
Let me ask your mom, what's it like working with your daughter?
I love it. It really is such a happy place. So that's one of the things that I like so much. And her staff. She has 12 people? 12 people mm-hmm. on her staff. Mm-hmm. And I know them all. Mm-hmm. And it's such a treat to go in there and interact with them. And I do Reiki on them. Mm-hmm. And I do some angel card readings also. And that's a lot of fun.
I can imagine.
It really is. Yeah. And so I just enjoy being there. And I do little things. I'll go to the bank or do little errands once in a while for Katie and her staff.
And she brings us treats.
Treats are good. Treats are good. Let me ask that question, though. Do you have treats for your customers?
Oh, yes. We offer wine and beer and ice water, and we also have some snacks for them as well when they come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a break because it sounds like everything is ideal at Rishi Salon. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about your fabulous salon. You're listening to WCHL. My guests today are Katie O'Leary, who is the owner of Rishi Salon and Spa, and her mom, Janice Escott, who is the co-host of Yes to the Chef, heard right here on WCHL. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. And we are back. My guests today are Katie O'Leary, who is the owner of Rishi, R-I-S-H-I, Salon and Spa, and her mom, Janice Escott, who is the co-host of Yes to the Chef, heard right here on WCHL. Katie, tell us how you market Rishi Salon and Spa.
Well, I believe that marketing in this day and age is moving away from print marketing. And, you know, print marketing is extremely expensive. And it has a very narrow audience. This is my belief, and the reason for that is because we have this thing called the internet, and I just don't. And I hate to say this, but I just because I love print, but I just don't think it's a viable way to market your business in this day and age. I think that if you're going to attract, a core clientele, you really need to use the tools that have the widest reach, and that tool is the internet. So I strongly believe in things like Yelp and Facebook and optimizing your website so that it shows up in the search engine results on the first page of a search engine. I strongly believe in those things. And I do invest in Yelp and a little in Google. And I do some Facebook ads if we're doing an event or something like that. But I have to tell you that the single most effective way to market your business is through grassroots marketing. So if that means that you and or your staff is out in the public passing out cards and talking about the business or going to events or going to networking groups, that to me is the absolute number one way to market yourself, is to literally go out and talk to people about what you do.
Beautiful. Well, let's take that one step further. What would you say is the secret of your success for Rishi Salon and Spa?
When I came up with this plan to do my own business, I didn't really know exactly what I was going to do with a salon or spa or both. But I did know that I was leaning toward having a salon and spa. So I asked my clients who I was currently servicing what they wanted when they walked into a place. And at the beginning of the show, I believe I talked about, making it a warm and welcoming place where you didn't feel intimidated to walk in the door and the front desk person wasn't tapping her nails on the phone and looking at you like you didn't belong there. No, that's not what we wanted. My clients wanted a comfortable, welcoming, all-encompassing place. And so that is what I created. That was my focus when I opened the door.
And look at you now.
And look at me now.
Katie, let's end by giving us your contact information one last time, please.
We are located in Southern Village at 400 Market Street. Our phone number is 919-928-0028. You can find us on the web at RishiSalonAndSpa.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram at Rishi Salon and Spa.
Ladies, it has been a joy having you here today
and
hearing about your wonderful business.
Thank you for inviting us.
My pleasure. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today have been Katie O'Leary, who is the owner of Rishi Salon and Spa, and her mom, Janice Escott, who is the co-host of Yes to the Shepherd right here on WCHL. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you so much for joining us. That's our show for today.